A Grand Day Out with Wallace and Gromit. A hand reaches down to grab a book called Where to Go on top of a pile of other travel brochures and guides. Copies of Sunny Holidays, Travel Magazine, Ideal Break, Vacation, Ski, and Club 18 to 45 litter a floral carpet. A hand spins a globe on a table next to an empty mug and an issue of Camping Today. The other doughy hands holding Picnic Guide A to Z. Sitting in an armchair, Wallace, a bald man in a white shirt, green tank top and red tie, looks at his dog.
These bank holidays, it's a problem to decide. Tell you what, Gromit lad, let's have a nice hot cup of tea. Kettle should have boiled by now.
In the kitchen, Wallace puts a plate next to a black teapot on a tray. He reaches into a cupboard full of packets of crackers and empties one onto the plate, then looks inside his empty fridge.
No cheese, Gromit. Not a bit in the house.
He slides two cups and saucers onto the tray and carries it into the front room, where Gromit's sitting in an armchair reading a book. He watches as Wallace eats a dry cracker.
Gromit! That's it! Cheese! We'll go somewhere where there's cheese.
Cheese Holidays Magazine.
Now, where were we? Places you find cheese. Lancashire, Cheddar, Wensleydale, Philadelphia, Tesco's.
They both look out of the window behind them at a bright crescent moon.
Everybody knows the moon's made of cheese.
Later, the moon shining through a grate in the roof of a dark, dank cellar. A mouse is sniffing the floor among old paint tins and junk. It scuttles around as Wallace descends a long stone staircase. Standing at a draftsman's table, Wallace flicks on an anglepoise light and stares at the blank sheet of paper in front of him. He looks thoughtful, then sharpens a pencil. He blows the shavings out of the sharpener, then begins to draw. Studying the paper, he furrows his brow and holds his chin. Flipping over the pad, he starts to draw again. A game of noughts and crosses. Turning another page, he draws an oval, pointed at the top and flat on the bottom. He adds two fins at the bottom on each side, then draws a line across the middle with a dog and a man on top of it. He finishes with fire coming out of the base. Later, he's kneeling on a door balanced across two sawhorses. One collapses, leaving him with his saw wedged against the floor. Upstairs, Gromit is sitting in the armchair reading Electronics for Dogs. Later, Wallace is sawing the door again, this time with Gromit replacing the broken sawhorse. Gromit's now up a ladder, hammering nails into two planks of wood, avoiding the blade of Wallace's saw as it pushes through from the other side. Wallace mops the sweat away from his brow. A drill bit bores three holes into two wooden panels braced together. Gromit twists the end of the drill bit, then pushes it against a plank of wood. The bit sticks, sending Gromit spinning in circles. Later, he flips down a welding mask over his face, then sparks fly up. Wallace dunks a brush into a tin of orange paint, then smooths it over the riveted metal. Below, a blob lands on Gromit's nose. Two bemused mice watch them from the floor. Wallace stands back, then pats Gromit on the head. They're dwarfed by the finished orange rocket in front of them. Light shines out of a glass porthole on one side, while on the other, there's a small door. Sitting at a computer panel wearing headphones, Gromit gives Wallace the thumbs up out of the porthole. Carrying his suitcase, Wallace waves before walking down the stairs and climbing a ladder up to the door. Wallace gets inside the cockpit, which has been decorated with floral wallpaper. He walks over to the control desk, then tweaks a lever before snatching the headphones from Gromit and putting them on.
Everything seems to be under control.
He walks away, but the still attached headphones pull him right off his feet. Composing himself, he steps out of the door and slides down the ladder. Opening a box of duck matches, Wallace strikes one and lights a thick fuse at the bottom of the rocket. He shakes out the match, then, seeing the fuse burning, returns to the ladder and climbs up quickly.
60 seconds to blast off.
Gromit pulls a lever, then the hand on a clock counts down.
Ooh, allotment doors.
Looking up, Gromit pulls another lever. In the moonlit allotment, a garden gnome falls and bounces off the side of the rocket as the ground parts. The crescent moon sits in the clear sky above. Wallace searches among his bags.
No crackers, Gromit. We've forgotten the crackers.
Gromit looks worriedly over to the clock as it approaches half past. Wallace slides back down the ladder while Gromit holds his brow in despair.
Hold on, Gromit, hold on.
He pulls the packet of crackers out of the kitchen cupboard while Gromit watches the clock count down with 10 seconds to go. The fuse burns rapidly as Wallace runs down the cellar steps with the crackers. Wallace shuts the rocket door. The clock hits 12 and Wallace is looking around the rocket with anticipation, Gromit squeezing his eyes shut. The rocket shakes as jets of fire shoot out of the bottom. A group of mice watch, then simultaneously put on little pairs of sunglasses. Gromit releases a handbrake and the rocket shoots off. Frightened, Wallace is lying back on his armchair while a radio and a bowl of fruit shake around on top of a wooden dresser. From under the control desk, Gromit reaches up and pulls a lever. The rocket heads towards the moon. Now sitting in his armchair, Gromit shuffling a deck of cards. Wallace is reading the paper. Gromit stands two cards against each other on the coffee table. Wallace folds the paper and tosses it on the floor, then crosses and recrosses his legs before twiddling his thumbs. Gromit's on the second layer of his house of cards when Wallace picks up his camera.
One for the album.
A piece of toast pops out of the control desk.
Nicely done.
Sitting in his armchair, Wallace munches on the remains of the slice. Gromit's card house is nearly complete. A blue light flashes. Then Wallace does a double take as he looks out of the window to see the big yellow moon close by. Gromit gives him a nod, then Wallace looks through a viewfinder.
Adjust angle of thrust. Steady now. Even up. Steady.
The rocket shakes.
Gently does it.
Wallace applies the handbrake and Gromit's house of cards collapses. The dust clears and Wallace and Gromit are walking outside along the surface of the creamy yellow moon. Wallace kicks a beach ball upwards, but it doesn't come back. Later, they're having a picnic.
Nice drop of tea to get the taste buds going. Plate. Knife. Cracker.
Wallace slices through a cone of moon surface, puts some on a cracker, and bites into it.
See what you think. Wensleydale.
Gromit shakes his head. Then Wallace ponders, looking at his plate.
Stilton.
Gromit shakes his head again. Then Wallace chews thoughtfully.
I don't know, lad. It's like no cheese I've ever tasted. Let's try another spot.
As Gromit sniffs at the cheese in his bowl, Wallace picks him up by the collar. Later, they're walking along the moon's cratered surface when they spot what appears to be an old cooker on wheels. Wallace puts a coin in a slot on the top left-hand corner. He tries to open a drawer on the front, then hits the top.
Come on, stupid. Oh.
He breaks one of the knobs above the drawer.
Daylight robbery. They always nick your money, them flipping machines. Come on, Gromit.
A dial next to the coin slot turns from 0 to 10p. Two white-gloved hands on spindly metal rods drop out of the side. After a good stretch, the robot cooker pulls an aerial on top of its case to straighten it, then opens its front drawer, takes out a telescope, and has a look around. Taken aback when it sees the picnic, the robot retracts its arms, then begins to roll along the ground. It stops by the blanket, picks up a dirty mug and puts it into its drawer, followed by the saucer. Then the rest of the crockery, before dusting its hands together. Inside a basket, the robot finds a copy of Ski Tours travel brochure. A thought bubble appears above its head. Then it twists a knob on its front panel to tune it in. The robot imagines skiing down a snowy mountainside, wearing a scarf. The thought bubble disappears. The robot drops its arms to the floor, then places the brochure in its drawer. It puts its hands on its hips, looks around, then scratches its lid. It sees the cone of cheese on Wallace's plate, then picks it up, rummages inside its drawer, pulls out a tube of glue, and fixes the cheese back to the ground. Turning, it looks shocked to see the rocket parked in the distance. Rolling towards it, it crashes into the side. Recoiling backwards, the robot steadies itself, then reaches out and taps the rocket's orange surface. It takes a pad and pencil out of its drawer, jots down a note, and tucks it underneath a numbered panel. It looks irritated to see oil dropping from the bottom onto the clean moon surface. Taking out its telescope, the robot looks around and spies Wallace kneeling while eating a piece of moon on a cracker. The robot puts its hands on its hips, then throws the telescope into its drawer before cracking its knuckles and bringing out a truncheon. Wallace is eating, and Gromit's sitting opposite him, trying hard not to nod off, when he sees the robot roll up.
It's different.
About to strike Wallace, the robot runs out of credit.
Camembert?
Wallace stands. He plucks the truncheon out of the robot's hands, then gratefully places a coin in the slot. Gromit stares suspiciously at the robot.
Where are you off to now? Leave me to carry the basket.
The 10p credit registers on the robot's dial. Then it realizes that the truncheon's gone and swings its arm angrily. Through its telescope, it looks past the rocket to planet Earth above. Picturing itself skiing, the robot waves its arms excitedly, then speeds towards the rocket. Wallace sees the robot speeding towards him and quickly climbs the ladder onto the rocket. The robot tries to follow, but can't climb up.
Emergency countdown. 10 seconds and counting.
The robot takes an old can opener from its drawer and begins to hack open the side of the rocket.
Hold tight, lad, and think of Lancashire hot pot.
The robot opens a door shape in the metal as the clock approaches 12. The robot clambers inside the base of the rocket, then knocks off a fuel pipe, causing a leak. Gromit looks at the floor with concern. Below, the robot searches around in the dark and finds a box of matches.
The fuse!
The robot holds the match up to a container labelled Fuel. The fuel catches fire, and the robot holds onto the edge of the hole with both hands. The force of the explosion blows it into the distance. The rocket launches. Inside, Gromit looks at the moon out of the porthole, then Wallace joins him. Below, the scorched robot still flying backwards from the force of the blast. Coming to a standstill, it drops two pieces of metal frame at its sides, then catches the picnic rug and blows its nose on it. As it picks up one of the pieces of metal, it realizes it's Bendy. Later, with skis fashioned from the metal strips, the robot's at the top of a moon hill. It pushes itself off down the side and rises up another. Pausing, it looks up at the rocket and waves. Wallace waves back. The robot turns, then skis up and down the hills. Back on the rocket, Wallace is sitting in his armchair, holding a cracker and some moon cheese.
Set coordinates for 62 West Wallaby Street.
He lays the cheese on the biscuits and munches while reading a copy of Cheese Monthly. Gromit programs the rocket to fly back to Earth.